need to determine what this man's answer will be. You know how this works, don't you?
Yes.
Then, yes, ma'am.
Then
yes,
you
ma'am.
Listen carefully, boys.
Let's go slumming. Take me slumming. Let's go slumming on First Avenue.
You have to listen to Corky sing his little song.
People love this song.
Sure they do.
They request this song.
Sniffing everything
away.
Yes, they do.
No.
How are you?
I am Bonnie Bully Man.
Oh, yeah? You are Bonnie Bully Man, is that right? Oh, nice to see you, Bonnie Bully Man.
I know hoodoo and voodoo.
Voodoo.
Who do the voodoo?
You do the voodoo.
Yeah. You do it to yourself.
You did. Well, that's true.
Put a spell on you.
That's right.
And say you're going to die in your sleep.
Oh, wow. That's right. But you have those very hypnotic eyes. It looks as though you could mean serious, serious voodoo business here. Have you ever put a spell on anybody?
Yes.
And did they die in their sleep?
Yes.
They did.
No.
Were they old? I mean, if you put the spell on enough old people, pretty soon you're going to hit it. They will die in their sleep.
I love old people and kids.
Yeah.
But when I was in the Army, I was in the Special Forces in Vietnam.
Oh, then you're perfect for...
I used to kill people.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
My key word for you is... Nutrition.
Nutrition for you,
secret.
All right, then.
Oh, boy, he eats like a pig.
Yeah. Hey, like a stinking horse.
That's
look
a
at me.
My grandmother taught me that. That's the secret of life.
Okay, now I have a question for you. You were in the Army. You know, recently, we have had a gentleman in our Washington National Guard that coughed up a secret to the Al-Qaeda. And I am asking you on our little radio quiz show, who's on first? And by the way, your name is what? Voodoo Man.
I am El Thomas de Ray Patimon.
Beautiful.
From New Orleans.
All right, then. Your name changes every few seconds. I like that. We'll see what it is in a minute.
I have a multiple personality disorder.
No kidding.
We'll see if we get to name number three in a moment.
I'm at least 10 different people.
You know, I get that feeling on occasion.
Can you...
Relate? Yes.
Can you relate?
I can. I like the concept. Kind of fun. Why be just one when you can be many?
Steady splitting.
Yeah.
Right.
In 5 years, I'm going to be 15 people.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Another 10, 30?
Yeah.
Then it goes to 60, 120, 240, like that?
Yes.
Now you're talking. Welcome to Who's On First. We have two gentlemen on the telephone that are waiting for your answer. What is the National Guard secret that was given to the Al-Qaeda?
Ooh.
Well, someone that was out on a weekend pass apparently became separated from the group and missed a bus back home. And from the sound of it, the bus was probably half empty without him, because he's got at least 15 personalities sitting right here with Maynard. Will today's Who's On First guest, I can't recall which name he used last, have a reasonable answer to Maynard's question? What will he say? Can you match what he'll say? And what does that say about you if you can? Have all of your personalities put on their thinking caps for this one, kids. It's time to play Who's On First.
All right, Bo, Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You heard all of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, Bo, we go to you first. Maynard interviewed Tuscafani Phil, or whatever, who in the hell he is. He asked him, what was the Al-Qaeda secret? Bo, I'm going to ask you first. What do you think this gentleman said?
The question is, what kind of information he was trying to pass along to Al-Qaeda?
Yes. Right. What was the secret?
In quotation, this is what the Army is accusing him of?
No, this is what the man will say.
The National Guard secret.
Not that the man knows or doesn't know, it's what will the man say?
What will our friend say?
He'll probably say something about malt liquor, but...
Okay, malt liquor is what you're going with. Bill, what do you think?
I believe he'll probably try to pass on the... menu at the mess hall or something.
The menu at the mess hall.
All right.
He's trying to pass on the menu at the mess hall.
What is the National Guard secret that was given to the Al-Qaeda? Think about it. Take your time.
Yes. I need some time to
think. That's fine. You got all the time.
That's a good question, Rob.
Well, thank you.
I love that question.
All right.
You devastated me on that question.
All right, then. What?
Unfortunately, I don't have no answer right now.
Take all the time you want.
All the time you want.
All the time you want.
Gotta
take
put
it away.
Song. Take all
but
the
don't
time
play the song
want.
Yet, because we gotta go. Don't play it.
Oh,
take all the time
don't
you
play
want.
The song yet.
Oh, no.
Take all the time you want.
No, no. Stop it.
You don't mean shit to me.
We don't.
Good stuff. What do you think the secret is that was coughed up to the Al-Qaeda?
I'm not going to give you that information simply because it's worth money. Unless you're willing to pay, I will give you that information.
All right, I am willing to pay.
Uh-oh, you're a spy
I'm
now.
I'm not hunting you. A piece of currency, I want you to put that in your pocket, and then I want you to tell me the secret I have just paid for the Al-Qaeda secret.
That is too small.
Uh-oh. What?
I laugh in your face.
Uh-oh. Nothing?
Okay, he's a true patriot. He refuses to cough up the secret. I can only admire the gentleman. And thank you, sir.
Oh, fellas, I'm sorry. Wow. He revealed nothing. It was not enough money for
that's
this
the
man.
Answer. Nothing.
Oh, Lord.
That's a drag. I'm sorry to see you two lose. They fake everything the way they do.
Malt liquor was a good close second.
You're damn right.
They do it. Why can't we do
Johnny Walker, Jim Beam.
Let's go slumming on
Mad Dog 2020.
First Avenue.
Just keep these guys on the phone all morning.
Rick Jones here with a sponsorship reminder. Ah. 1-800-DIVORCE connects you to Goldberg Jones, okay?
Outstanding.